Do you ever order chicken fingers or chicken tenders when you're out?
I used to like chicken nuggets. Usually when I was on a long drive, I'd get, forget what the number, would they come in 12 at some point?
I think it was 6 10s or 15s for a while. Now there's
20s. So 10 with honey mustard.
Nice.
Was my order. I do, I'll eat a chicken finger, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Why not? Oh, someone is trying to guilt Connor and saying he's too old to eat them. Totally disagree.
Too old Ray, to eat chicken fingers? Seriously?
Yeah, come on. The Vancouver Canucks, like, this year has been a season unlike anyone we've seen and probably hopefully we'll never see again. The Canucks now, you know, obviously no team was ravaged as bad as they were through the entire team. Except JT Miller, or maybe there's another one or two, I'm not sure. But they're going to play a game on Friday. They're going to have a practice tomorrow. You know, it's going to be kind of bare bones roster. Where do you come out on this? Should they be playing? Should the NHL have just canceled it? What do you think?
No, they shouldn't be playing. They shouldn't. They're not ready. How could they be ready? We're not talking about one or two players that you could play reduced minutes. You've got an entire team of guys that have been sitting in their apartment, and it's not just that they were in quarantine. A great many of them had COVID. And you can ask the Buffalo Sabres how that turns out. When guys come back, as they did, and they're trying to play an NHL game, and you're not exactly the championship Oiler teams, you get run over. Buffalo's season was effectively over by the time they came out of that COVID, and they had to jam the games in. I don't think there's any way that Vancouver should be playing Friday.
Yeah, it just you hear, the more you hear, the more you see, the more you happen. I think for me, one thing that no one's really talked about is the risk of injury. You know, even if they're at 70-80%, you know, you're a half step behind. And I'm not suggesting that Conor McDavid or Zach Kassian is going to nail someone with their head down, but you're just going to maybe get caught in a rut or something. Like, you're just, you know that feeling, right? You're just not quite dialed in, and everyone's going 100%.
But just think, Freddie, you've got the puck, right? Yeah. Like, just think, you've got the puck, and you see the, you know, kind of like the exit route out of the place you're in. Mm-hmm. But because you're not quick enough, because you're maybe tired more quickly than you normally would be, you put yourself in a position, a vulnerable position, to get hit. Yeah. And I know, like, I got to tell you, it's pissing me off reading these comments of, oh, suck it up, just play, collect your millions. Guess what? They are going to collect their millions, whether they play or not. But why do they have to be unsafe?
Yeah.
I just, when I hear that, I'm like, do people care about anything anymore, or do they just want to be like spout off all the time? Like, it's they're not ready to play. It's impossible to expect that they would be ready to play. I'll give you a perfect example that I think it's a perfect example. I just thought of it. Players train all summer long. They get to training camp. They don't start playing after one practice.
Yeah.
Because they're not ready to play. But they've been training all summer, not having a COVID, not going through a COVID situation, being sick, and then coming out practicing once and then having to play. Like, how could they possibly be sharp enough to play in an NHL game?
Yeah, I gave the example of after an Olympic break. You know, you get that for 10 days, you don't do much. I mean, you're active, but you're just not ready to go. I think we used to have, I want to say, 5 or 6 days to kind of get going again. And that's when we weren't sick. You know, we might be a little bit sick from drinking, but not sick from COVID.
I was going to say that was a different sickness.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. Now, you know, Ray, what about the coaches? If you're Travis Green, Nolan Baumgartner, these guys, you know, how do you approach this game as a coach?
Oh boy, that's a tough one because their roster is in shambles. You're going to try and figure out what everybody can do, like what can they handle. Just think, they're going to practice tomorrow, right? How hard can you really practice?
Yeah.
Like, you can't even do remember, the All-Star break's a great example, Strutty. We'd come back, and the first day we'd kind of ease into it, and then we'd have a little bit of a conditioning skate. The second day would be a little harder. They wouldn't just drill you into a conditioning skate. So these guys aren't in shape. They have no pace. They're going to try to be ready to play. They're going to try to practice kind of half normal. I mean, like, how... you do a battle drill? I don't know. Like I don't know how any of these guys are feeling. I'm just assuming that if you're locked up for 10 or 12 days, you're not feeling very great when you come out, even if you weren't sick, which they are.
Ray Ferraro joins us from TSN, former NHLer, ace analyst. So, Ray, let's go to the other side, though. Now you're the Edmonton Oilers. There's the human element of it, but you never want to take it easy on your opposition. So do they just have to go in with a ruthless attitude?
Yeah, whoever's over there, they're on Vancouver. These are points you need. You'll know that it's not right. Like, they'll know that this is crazy. We're playing this game against a team that has practiced once. They'll know it. But I can almost be certain that Dave Tippett is going to say, hey, guys, we don't know how they're going to play. If we're over there trying to have some compassion for the way that they feel, what if they come out and get three goals in the first 10 minutes and this costs us a home ice in the playoffs? Like, you got to go win. If you win it 9-0, well, hey, that's 9-0. Way to go. But you better be careful about just trying to ease your way through any game. And Stretti was talking about Vancouver being vulnerable to injury. What if you're kind of half asleep if you're an Oiler because you know that they're not quite ready to play and somebody flattens you in the middle of the ice? Don't let that happen to you.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It'll be really interesting to see this plays out, and I think it's much watch TV, and I hope that everyone gets through it not injured, that's for sure, and have very low expectations for Vancouver. I think that's pretty fair. Joined by Ray Ferraro, we're talking all things NHL related. Ray, you know, there's not as much move as we're maybe used to at trade deadline for a number of reasons that people have covered. You know, you look at Mantha and the move over to Capitals. You know, pretty good game for him last night. Is that shift for him, does that maybe ignite or reignite what many expected from him when he first broke into the NHL?
Well, you know, like, the expectations that go on with a player are tough, aren't they? Like, you know, like, guys get, I don't know if labeled the right word, you expect certain things from players, and sometimes they can't deliver and you're disappointed, but maybe that's just what they got. Right? Like, how do you, I don't know, Stretti, when you look at a player, like, and you see somebody from the past couple of years that's had a couple quiet years, and you go, yeah, that's the way he should be playing. Maybe they just can't play that way all the time. Hmm. And, like, I don't know, otherwise everybody would be the best that they, you know, everybody would be the best version of themselves all the time. Like, yeah. Like, oh, remember a couple years ago, it's more than a couple now, that Ovi had 33 goals in a year, and we all wrote him off like, man, he's never going to be back. And then since then, he's won the Rocket, I think, three times. When Line A does something like he did the other night, are you not thinking, why doesn't he do that all the time?
Oh, yeah. That was quite the goal for Line A, no question. Ray, give me your thoughts on which team's deadline acquisitions did you like the best? Do we lose Ray?
I've never heard him speechless. Speechless. What? Oh. Speechless.
Speechless?
Wow.
Never heard him speechless.
Jeez. What? Dental work done today?
Holy cow.